This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, there it is. God. I had it in my hand a minute. See? I know. I'm having a drink. And I had it in my hand a minute ago. I'm going like, wait a minute. I just had this in my hand. What did I do with it? Anyway, always appreciate the time you spend with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live up there. You can listen live. You can take the poll. Lots you could do. Buy my book. That'd be a cool thing, too. I would have no objection to you picking up a copy of the book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the years. And you just don't need, you don't need to hate it. You don't need to be afraid of it. You just need to get involved. You need to read the book and find out right from the horse's mouth what a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy really thinks. Because I know you're taking it from information you're getting from other people. It ain't true, and it ain't right. And if you're on the left, you can go grab it just to so you can prove to yourself why you hate us so much. And I guarantee you when you're about halfway through, you're going to go, wow, this is me. First, we'll start off with I love this story. Oh, hey, don't forget, take a stand. You know, you watch all these riots, and they're riots. They are not protests. You'd have a long way to convince me or anybody else with two brain cells to rub together that these things are protests. They're riots. They're set out to do damage. They're set out to, you know, they want everybody to see what they're doing and how tough they are. They're not tough. They're just a bunch of jackwagons. Anyway, how would you like to find out, after trying to have a baby, you know, for whatever length of time, that the reason your wife can't conceive is because you're brother and sister? A doctor at a fertility clinic in Mississippi has made a startling revelation concerning a couple who sought treatment at the center. The married pair, who obviously can't be named, well, won't be named for obvious reasons, have been struggling to conceive and came to the clinic to take part of an in vitro fertilization program. Now, during the process, they take DNA samples from both the male and the female to get a profile. Check this out. That's how important DNA is based on our last story, right? They take a DNA sample from both male and female to get a profile of their genetic backgrounds. The doctors involved told the Mississippi Herald, whose name must also be suppressed, to protect the identity of the patients. It's just a routine thing. We wouldn't normally check to see if there were relationships between two samples. But in this case, the lab assistant involved was shocked by the similarity of each profile. The lab assistant summoned the doctor, who knew almost instantly that the patients must have been related. And when I say my first reaction was that they must have been less closely related, perhaps they were first cousins, which does happen sometimes. However, looking closely at the samples, at the DNA strands, which tell so much, I noticed that they were way too many similarities. The doctor consulted the patient's files and noticed with shock that both had the exact same birth dates. Right? I mean, all this stuff must have been kind of cool when you're dating to hear all this. But how would you not know? As he checked a little deeper, he found out that they were fraternal twins. The doctor had a dilemma on his hands. Did the married couple already know that they were twins and yet still married? Or were they blissfully unaware of the situation? It was a very difficult subject to raise, he said, but he had to raise it with them. Now, during the next appointment in the clinic, the doctor did his best to break the news gently. They burst out laughing when I asked him if they knew that they were twins. He said, the husband said, a lot of people remarked the fact that they share the same birthdays. They look so much alike. I got to ask you. Anybody else thinking at this point, if I look a lot like my wife and we had the same exact birthday and we had a lot of things in common, wouldn't one of the things you'd want to do is have some kind of test? At least a blood test? But he said they always thought it was just a funny coincidence that the couple were definitely not related. And the poor man just had no idea. The doctor insisted that the DNA evidence proved the pair were twins. The couple started to take it more seriously. The wife kept pleading with me to admit I was joking, the doctor said. I wish it was true. Once the news had sunk in, the doctor tried to establish how the twin brother and sister had unknowingly wed each other. And then he said from speaking with them, what he was able to put together was the biological parents of the couple had died in a car crash when the couple were infants. They had no close family willing to adopt them. That's sad. They were taken into state care and were adopted out of separate families due to a filing error. Neither foster family had ever been told that their adopted child had a twin. The doctor explained that the couple had met during college, and the relationship between the pair soon flourished. They were attracted to each other due to their similarities, said the doctor. The fact that they'd both been adopted after their parents had died meant that they both experienced a similar childhood. So they felt really connected. And also I hear, what is it, that the twins sometimes have a different kind of attraction to each other or understanding of each other. But now the couple reported to be considering the future of their relationship. What's to consider? I hope they can work something out, the doctor said. I mean, really, think about this. This has got to be weirder than weird. Here you are, you're living with this person, you're having sex with this person, and you find out it's your brother. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Talk about SCOTUS on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft.
We are back.
But then his number came up and he was gone.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. Really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air paying attention. You are paying attention, right? Otherwise, I can stop now. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can listen to... listen, forget that. You already know about the listening. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Dumping White Guy. You think tonight's stories are crazy? Get that book. Your head will really pop. The crazy stuff we do to our children. The things we think of society now are the norm. We are so, I mean, every time one of these people speaks, you should hear a big toilet flush. That's how crazy it's getting. Anyway, Justice Roberts, or Chief Justice Roberts, was recently speaking at an event. And he talked about his concern facing the Supreme Court. The biggest issues slash concern he felt was that the Supreme Court was becoming politicized. Or, I'm sorry, the politicization of the Supreme Court. I say too late. The Supreme Court has been politicized for many years. I mean, when you look at some of the moves some of our presidents have made in the past, the whole idea was to get the court on their side. And you know who's the best at this, or at least trying to do it, are the Dems. I'm not just blaming them. It's really true. Look, I know a lot of them want to blame Republicans for blocking the up or down vote from Judge Merrick Garland, I'm sorry, ex-President Obama's choice. But as usual, your facts are a little blurry. It's not the Republicans that have been the people blocking this. Let's get a few things out of the way here. There's no official, this thing really freaked me out when I did some research. There's no official qualification to be considered for the Supreme Court. You know that? Technically, there's nothing to keep me, that should scare you, from becoming nominated. Or you, that should scare you even more, whoever you are. The Constitution does not call out the number to serve on the court, only that there be one. It also defines what they are to do. They're not to make law. Their only job is to decide whether the law created violates the Constitution. When the court deems the law unconstitutional, the legislative body is to redo, rewrite, or let the law die. As somebody had pointed out to me recently, which is very true, Roe versus Wade is not the law of the land. And frankly, neither is same-sex marriage. All the court said about both of those is that one was it was illegal to keep a woman from getting an abortion, and it was illegal for same-sex couples to get married. There's still no law that says they can. That's why I said to you, the court, in essence, with both of those, made a law, and they shouldn't have been able to. They should have been able to strike down or affirm a law, but not make a law. Court started off with six justices, has fluctuated to as high as 10. I don't know how they get away with the even numbers. That's weird. Congress passed a law called the Judicial Circuits Act that brought the number of justices to 7, specifically prevented President Andrew Johnson. It's Jackson, not Johnson. I did. God. I'm a putt sometimes. Anyway, Andrew Jackson from appointing any more judges. Congress later raised it to 9. President Franklin D. Roosevelt, also a Democrat, decided he needed more justices, 6 more to be exact. As any good Democrat would do when you can't win, tweak the system. Right, because the Supreme Court at the time kept ruling against FDR's New Deal executive orders. They didn't like him. And the laws he was trying to push Congress to push through. He didn't like it, so he was going to stack the deck with the New Deal. Right? Friendly justices for his New Deal. FDR had just won in a landslide. You know, very, very, he was a... He was a very popular president, I'll put it that way. He got people working. He put a chicken in every pot, although that wasn't his, He was like a god more than a president. These people just loved him. He's the reason we only have 2 term limits for presidents now. Look it up. FDR proposed replacing all the justices over the age of 70 by offering them full pay if they would just retire immediately. Get out now, and I'll pay you. If they refused, he planned to appoint an assistant with full voting rights to ensure his majority. Boy, sounds like Mr. Oblamo. This must have been the guy that Mr. Obama used to get all his information from, don't you think? Anyway, Mr. Obama, it's the same way that kind of Mr. Obama slithered around all these laws, didn't he? Now, thank God most Republicans and Democrats saw this as a dangerous power grab and oppose the proposal. This is back when, even though they were partisan, they had enough brains, they had enough guts, they had enough spine to know that it was going to affect both sides and it was dangerous and it would make the power, it would make the country less free because it gave the president way too much power. But like any good mafia threat, just a few justices got nervous and voted to allow FDR to push through the National Labor Relations Act. Yes, the original NRA and the Social Security Act. Even though the Senate was smart enough to kill his plan to stack the Supreme Court, he ended up appointing 7 of the 9 justices before he died. So that court had an FDR spin on it for years to come. Justices do not have a now, many of you don't know this, but justices do not have a constitutional right to serve for life. Over time, with so many serving for so long, it just became a thing. Most Americans figure they're appointed for life. This is not the case. Now, according to our Constitution, a Supreme Court justice can be impeached by the House of Representatives and removed from office if convicted in a Senate trial. This is not a Joe rule. Section 1 of Article 3 in our U.S. Constitution states that judges of Article 3 courts shall hold their offices during good behavior. What does that mean, though? That's been interpreted by the courts. Right? The courts have interpreted it to be at the same level of seriousness used for high crimes and misdemeanor guidelines. But really, it's got a muddled meaning to it. Because think about what good behavior is today and what it was back in the early 1800s. One of the original signers of the Constitution, Samuel Chase, who later became a Supreme Court justice, he was accused by the House of Representatives for letting his political leaning get in the way of his rulings and served him on 8 counts of impeachment. Now, you ready for this one? This is why he got impeached. Think about this. He started off as a staunch state rights jurist. He knew he was there. He was there during the signing of the Constitution. He knew that that they wanted less federal power, more state power. And if you want to know what happened, you got to come back after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We will be back in just a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. You caught me with a mouthful of food. So, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can sign up for my email blast. Now, if you were on it before and you're not getting emails now and you're going, hey, what's going on? There was a problem with a tweak, an issue with the email program, and so not all the names got back put back in. So what you want to do is you want to head up there, sign up for the email blast. I send out one email a week. I let you know what, you know, who's coming up, topics we're going to be dealing with, that kind of stuff. And I guarantee you'll enjoy it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, we're talking about the politicization, yes, it's a real word, of not the Supreme Court. It's not a Joe made-up word. I know some of you think that. And Chief Justice Roberts, in a recent speech or you know, a talk that he gave, he's worried that the Supreme Court will be politicized. And I think he's wrong. I think it's already politicized. I think you can prove it through history. Now, this court has been through lots of, you know, fluctuations. We got the FDR, and FDR decided the court needed six justices to bring that number up to 15. He was looking to pack the court with, you know, Roosevelt-friendly judges that would help him push the New Deal through. And he did all kinds of this. He did all kinds of little gyrations. You'll find this piece up on my website, therealside.com. And most Republicans and Democrats pushed back on him in Congress. But then what happened was a couple of judges gave in to what he wanted, and he ended up pushing through the National Labor Relations Act and the Social Security Act. Yeah, and even though the Senate was smart enough to kill his plan for the 15 judges, he ended up appointing 7 of the 9 anyhow as time went on. I don't know if he had them killed or they just resigned or died. The other thing that I always hear you people talk about, and I do mean you people, is that these judges are appointed for life. The appointment is technically not for life. They serve as long. I mean, it's always seemed to be that way. They stay till they die or retire. But they can be impeached at any time. Now, for the high court, well, all judges can serve and stay in their offices during good behavior. And as I started to say in the last segment, you know, good behavior is a relative term, right? Just look at how the Dems perceive good behavior and how the Republicans perceive good behavior. Now, the good behavior clause seems to have a real, you know, muddled meaning or muddied meaning. One of the original signers of the Constitution, as I started to tell you, was Samuel Chase. And he later became a Supreme Court justice. He was accused by the House of Representatives. You know what his crime was? Now, if you think about some of you history buffs, you think of what some of the major arguments, the things that held the Constitution at bay for so long, was the fact that states wanted to retain their rights. States wanted to have more rights or I won't say be stronger than the federal government, but they wanted to have more rights than the government had for all intents and purposes. So the feds were the glue to hold everything together and help with interstate commerce. I mean, I can go through all this stuff, but you get the basic idea. And at the signing of the Declaration, Samuel Chase was on board with all of that. And somehow he started to change. So he went from being a staunch state rights advocate to becoming a federalist. And the states, you know, I mean, think about it. These are in the early days. The states were concerned about retaining the power to govern themselves. So this was a, quote-unquote, political shift. And it was a shift away from the Constitution because, again, it was still fresh. They had all just fought. They were fighting with each other to make sure the states retained their rights. Now you put a Supreme Court together that may not be on board with that. Made everybody quite nervous. The Senate, however, well, they ended up acquitting him. Now, knowing that the power the court wields and how much, you know, partisan or how more partisan our elected officials have become. Right? I mean, there's no more Americans. We're either Republicans or Democrats. That's how we talk about ourselves. And so Chief Justice Roberts' concerns are very valid. I agree with him that it's going to become, I would add the more word, or add the word more. What the heck is going on with my lips? Every president I've seen nominated Supreme Court justice since I've been paying attention has used their political party preference as guidelines. Democrats seem to want justices to be law tweakers and givers and to treat the Constitution as a living, breathing document to be tweaked and twisted to meet the liberal ideology. And they want the law to fit what they believe to be truth, not the other way around. Republicans seem to want the Constitution to be interpreted in the strictest way as the founders intended it. Does that make them gods or perfect? But when you hear, you know, the majority of the constitutionalists say that, you know, that's it. Whatever the Constitution says goes. Now, again, as I said the other day, somebody who called me on a carpet about something I said in a piece I wrote. And they said either you're for the Constitution or you're against it. Trump can't be lobbing bombs. It's against the Constitution. All of a sudden, they found the Constitution, too. Not that this person just did, but... So my thought to that is, all right, so if we're strict, constitutionalists, right? Then Social Security's got to go. VA benefits, they got to go. Every entitlement program known to mankind, got to go. You know, the aid and the help that we did to farmers in the early days, got to go. We go down this whole list. That's all got to go. Wipe it out. You know, do one executive order. Can't find it in the Constitution? Doesn't exist. Period. End of discussion. Thank you. Have a nice day. And some of our founding fathers knew this was going to happen. They knew the problem there was going to be with parties. John Adams said, there's nothing which I dread so much as the division of the republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concentrating measures in opposition to each other. This is my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. Anybody see this playing out today? I do. Very plain. Now, George Washington gave a very long and pointed farewell speech, and he talked a lot about this kind of thing. He said that the alternate domination of one faction over another, one party over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge. See, our founding fathers knew about the nature of man. They knew what we would be like. They knew how we would think. And they knew that we were evil, just evil people. That's a big part of what they put out there in the Constitution and other places in our laws to try to keep us in line. They go on to say that they're sharpened by the spirit of revenge, natural to the party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrid enormities. God, no more hyphenating. It's itself a frightful despotism. The disorders and miseries which result... Can we write this in English next time?
I was wondering if you wrote that.
Which... No, these are words out of his speech that I pulled. Which result gradual incline of the minds of men to seek security and repose. The heck of the repose. In the absolute power of an individual, the sooner or later the chief of some prevailing faction, in other words, the head of a party more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns his disposition to the purpose of his own elevation, to the ruins of public liberty. Did we not see this playing out today? No, our founding fathers, they want to make fun of these old white guys. And they had it nailed back then. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. If you listen to The Real Side, don't go far.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Your host, this is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you can spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me on the air, that you are spending with me in the chat room. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Anyway, where was I? Oh, I was talking about SCOTUS. And how, John Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, thinks that the biggest thing facing SCOTUS is that they will be politicized. And I said, what's that thing they do? Sorry, too late. It's already been politicized. And it wasn't politicized last Tuesday. Wasn't politicized during Obama. Wasn't politicized. It's been politicized for years. You can take it almost all the way back to Andrew Johnson. And even John Adams and George Washington knew this two-party. Again, they didn't like parties to begin with, but a two-party system they knew was dangerous. And they even called it out. Washington went on in his speech to imply that a two-party system is dangerous and that loyalty to a party may trump patriotism. Pardon the pun. Adams stated that people will tend to line up with a party leader and not the country leader. This is also dangerous. Do we see this playing out today? We do. Many liberals love to degrade our founding fathers, but they know or they knew how the power would really corrupt people and that adding parties to the mix would eventually divide the country for a bunch of old white slave owners. They had their finger on it, didn't they? They knew what would happen as we got more politically entrenched. The United States is becoming a suburb, in my humble opinion, of a Democrat or Republican community or country, whatever you want to call it. We become way too divided. Until we become Americans again, true freedom-loving, liberty-loving, constitutional-knowing Americans, this civil war will continue on. And yeah, we are in a... Look at what happened at Berkeley. Come on, give it some thought. The fighting that's going on is against free speech. It's against constitutional process. These aren't... Look, a protest and a riot are two distinctly different things. When you show up with all black on, with a shirt that says resist on it, and you got a bandana around your face so people can't see you, and you're smashing windows and lighting fires, that's not a protest. When you're smashing cop cars, that's not a protest. When you're damaging personal property, it's not a protest. It's a riot, and you should be treated as such. And those cherry bombs, were they cherry bombs? Yeah, I think they were. The cherry bombs that were burned, they're outlawed. They're against federal law. So while you're sitting there protesting and thinking that you have a right to protest no matter what, you don't have a right to throw cherry bombs. When are we going to start? And this, I think this is what sweet Jesus, forgive me. This is what President Trump says on a regular basis. We are either a nation of laws or we're not. We're either going to follow the law or we're not. And don't say, well, then he needs to follow the law too. Is that really how it works? Is that how we do things now? As long as he's not or somebody's not or somebody makes a mistake or somebody's not doing it, it's okay? It's okay for us to break the law? No. You know, those anarchists on the other day, where'd it go? Come on. Are we serious? God, I hate computers. Anyway, they started throwing around those M80s. Right? And if somebody would do their homework, and nobody's going to because now if somebody had to write through those, it'd be a whole different animal, and you know it. So they begin hurling these M80s into the crowd. And those were all Trump supporters. They were throwing them at Trump supporters. So we're clear it wasn't the Trump supporters causing the trouble. Now, when they started doing that, did they think the Trump supporters, knowing what they're like, were going to sit there and just let that happen? Singing Kumbaya or We Will Overcome or something ridiculous like that? This is not a counter-protest. This was an assault. This was wrong. Now, due to potential property damage and bodily harm that can cause by M80s, Class C, they are Class C fireworks. They're now known as consumer fireworks, Class G, as opposed to display fireworks, which were Class B, and now, I don't even know. Civilians require a license issued by the federal authorities for these kind of devices if they contain a charge in excess of 50 milligrams. Right? In 1966... M80s and cherry bombs were restricted by the United States Consumer Product Safety Commission and the Child Protection Act of 1966. And in 1975, U.S. federal regulations were passed to limit all consumer-grade fireworks available for general sale to the public. Nothing can be higher than 50 milligrams. And it has to be flash powder. It used to be 200 milligrams. Maybe that's where I got them in the 70s. However, firecrackers mounted onto a rocket stick or other aerial firework device, such as rockets, Roman candles and cakes and so on, may still have significantly more, up to 130 milligrams or more, depending on the device, and can be legally purchased by an American civilian citizen. These holding a federal explosive license, which can be obtained and issued by the local ATF authorities, may potentially be allowed to purchase M-80s. So you can see that this can be against the law. Depending on what you're doing, where you get it, how you use it, this can be against the law. So I don't know how many arrests were made. I'm waiting to see what comes up or what happens. We saw these people. We saw what they were doing. We saw what they were trying to do. Now, and again, when are we going to start holding the feet to the fire? I said earlier in the show that Tom Brokaw came out on one of his overnight, on one of his late night shows and said, hey, outrage is not a policy. Outrage is not a plan. And the Democrats, you need to come up with a plan. I think the problem is you still haven't figured out you lost, really. You think somehow this was stolen from you. And you still haven't figured out how to make, and you know what? Thank God you haven't. I'm glad you haven't. Because you haven't got it together yet. You don't know how to play nice yet. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, I've got these shirts for sale. I ain't making a big bucks on them. It's hashtag stand. And the reason I came up with them, which when you're out on these protests, when you're out, because we protest, right? We're not doing any damage. But if you're doing damage, you're no better than the rioters. You're no better than the people that you don't like. So when you're out there protesting, and you have a shirt on that says, hashtag stand. Stand for America. Stand to keep America great. Stand against the resistance, so to speak. When you have a shirt on, it's a red shirt with white print. You'll definitely be much different than the other guys because they wear all black. And they wear masks. We're not wearing any masks, right? We're not wearing bandanas, are we? Because we're not afraid of who we are. We're not ashamed of who we are. We're not ashamed of what we're standing for. You know, if you won't fight and you're ashamed of what you're standing for, then don't bother. Don't bother. You know, you're doing a Facebook. You're a Facebook warrior. You're doing a Facebook fight. Come on. It's always amazing to me. Let me see. Can we do another? Oh, this one. Love this. I may not be able to get through it. Pro-abortion student destroys pro-life display at Washington State. Just these people are just ridiculous. You don't have a right to damage somebody else's stuff. So a pro-life display at Washington State University was destroyed twice by a student who was angry that it was pushing a religious agenda. A Washington State University Student for Life group set up Cemetery of Innocent display with 300 pink crosses in honor of the aborted children. Pro-abortion student Keaton Aspel tore down the crosses and signs and threw them away. Students reorganized, grabbed them, put them up again. Again, he pulled them down, threw them away. Right, the response is that the people put the signs up, or the responses he got, he said, was thank you for doing it. I really appreciate this, and that's disgusting what they're doing. What's disgusting? That they're drawing attention to the fact that you're killing babies? Why was that disgusting? Yeah, it's been a rough night. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're here all week. Hopefully you are too. Have a great rest of the day.